Yeah, I saw the mail. I was more like the most excited person on earth, right? Because
This is Ola Dotun, a young social entrepreneur from Oyo State in southwest Nigeria. Here he describes the moment in June 2023 when he received an email informing him that he had been selected for one of the most prestigious awards for young people in the world.
It's a very prestigious award because it was presented to us by the Duke of Sussex and Prince of Wales, right? And it's a global award, which is quite prestigious for any young person to get, right?
He had been awarded the Diana Prize, a prestigious global award for young people, in acknowledgement of his work in his local Ogbomoso community in southwest Nigeria.
And getting that award in itself was more like an affirmation and an encouragement to the things that I'm doing.
So what exactly is he doing? And importantly, what makes his work somewhat different from other charities and initiatives we have covered on episodes of this podcast? Well, let's find out. But first, just a tip. It has something to do with social media and social networking. Welcome to the Climb Podcast, where we tell extraordinary stories of the African youth.
My name is Ola Dotun Ajayi. I'm a recent graduate of nursing right here in Lautech. Right, and besides being a nurse, I do a lot of things around social impact and youth development. And over the years, I've been able to organize a lot of programs for young people. I've been trying to do a couple of things around LinkedIn, trying to also, you know, equip a lot of young people when it comes to their understanding how to leverage LinkedIn for career opportunities and global opportunities as well.
Ola Dotun Ajayi is a graduate nurse and social entrepreneur from the southwest of Nigeria. Since 2022, he has been leading an organization called Students on LinkedIn, which teaches students how to use a social networking platform called LinkedIn to access life-changing global opportunities and build their professional careers. Ola Dotun tells me that he started on this line of work during his second year in the university, when as a student, he joined LinkedIn and discovered how beneficial the platform was to his young career.
So, okay, yeah, I started social impact on a 200 level, right? According to the fact that I myself, when I joined LinkedIn, I was quite naive, but at some point, I got to realize that there are a lot of opportunities on the platform, right? I got an opportunity in Canada right then, right? I saw an individual sent me a friend request. He's a founder in Canada, right? He reached out to me and I found out that he has a platform that's targeted as students, right? So I sent him a message. I pitched myself and I also, you know, pitched the problem that I think the organization was facing, right? So by pitching that, he found my idea quite interesting, right? And that was where we clicked. And that was how he gave me the opportunity. And the opportunity itself was life-changing opportunity, right? And that's how I started my impact fully. And that opportunity actually opened me up to a lot more opportunities, right? So understanding that I've been able to also, you know, leverage a lot of relationships, right, and opportunities, I wanted more young people, particularly in the graduate institutions in Nigeria, to also, you know, get on these opportunities and get on LinkedIn as well, to be able to also, you know, expand their horizon and as well as expand their mindsets by getting opportunities. Because over the years, I've also learned that we are, in the next 5 years, take for instance, I myself, I'll be a product of the people, places, and opportunities that I have been able to harness, right? So this in itself has given me the mind frame and mindset to be able to also, you know, extend this impact to a lot more young people and undergraduates in Nigeria currently.
So with a mindset to educate students and other young professionals about the importance of LinkedIn to their career growth, Ola Dotun started organizing events to raise awareness.
I started by organizing events. My first event was in 2021. It was a virtual event, right? And in that event, we had about 2,000 registrations from about 20 countries or thereabouts, right? And I was able to also, you know, find that as a leverage point because I had access to a lot of young people's mail, right? So I used that medium to ensure that we built a community with that single class, that first class I organized, right? I think that was the first ever on LinkedIn because there were not a lot of events targeted around students on LinkedIn then, and there were not so much awareness for students, particularly to join LinkedIn, right? So after that event, I founded Students on LinkedIn. And on Students on LinkedIn, we've been able to, you know, help a lot of undergraduates and young professionals understand why they need to be on LinkedIn and how they can best leverage the platform by the events we organize. We organize a lot of virtual events and programs for young people, right? Particularly, you have a community where we share resource to these ones, right? And through that, we've been able to also, you know, create people that has been able to extend that impact to other students in their different institutions, right? So, I mean, it's one person at a time. Then after that one person has understood a lot of things, he or she might be able to also, you know, replicate that same knowledge that we've passed across to him or her, to other students in his environment and community. So that has been the strategy that we've been using over the years.
Following their first virtual event, which brought together hundreds of students, Oladotun and his team have gone on to organize their first in-person event, which brought together 1,000 students and speakers in the southern Nigerian town of Ogbomoso.
So LinkedIn Local Ogbomoso was a career event to ensure that a lot of young people understand how they can best maximize their career, even aside from what they study in school, right? And it was a very exciting one because we had a lot of speakers come share their story to this one to encourage them. Because, I mean, one of the major things that has been thriving for people, young people in Nigeria, is the story of people that has gone ahead of them, right? So I brought in speakers from different parts of Nigeria to come and share their story on how they've been able to maximize their career path and scale faster, right? And currently, I'll be hosting the second edition this year by June, right? And for the first edition, I was able to raise about close to $2,000 to like run the project because, I mean, organizing events and project management itself needs a lot of funding because we need funding to bring speakers down from different aspects of Nigeria and to fund a couple of things when it comes to the event in itself, right? And for the second edition, we want to have about 5,000 people come around from different institutions in Nigeria because we see this as a point of, you know, reaching out to a lot of individuals and a lot of more students right now in Nigeria so that we can be able to also, you know, extend our impact and enlighten them on how best they can navigate their career path, even aside the things that they study in school currently. So we are currently planning the 2.0 edition and it's coming up quite soon.
Starting and navigating a career path is undoubtedly one of the greatest concerns weighing on the minds of students across the world, and especially in Africa, where according to the African Development Bank, over 13 million young people are currently unemployed. But in recent years, LinkedIn and other professional platforms like Jobberman and Glassdoor have emerged as platforms helping to connect young people with available jobs and opportunities. But research has also shown that awareness and utilization of these platforms by young people across Africa is relatively low. So I asked Oladotun about the barriers that is stopping these young people he interacts with from accessing and utilizing these platforms.
So first, I think one of the major barriers that has actually caused a lot of young people not to get much aware about these opportunities because first, they see LinkedIn as a platform for oppression. Most young people see LinkedIn as a platform for oppression, and that in itself is really going to be a huge discouragement for them to access opportunities on the platform, right? Take for instance, if one is in school right now and he or she doesn't like the lecturer, there's a very high chance that that individual might not succeed in that course because the major platform and source for learning on that path has been neglected, right? So that's the same thing and strategy with LinkedIn, right? If you see LinkedIn as a platform for oppression, you'd most likely not get the best on the platform, right? So seeing the platform as a platform for motivation and inspiration is really going to help certain individuals a lot in such a way that they'll be able to, you know, leverage the opportunities and skills that they would see on the platform, right? But for instance, if they see the platform as a platform for oppression, they might not really want to spend time on the platform and just want to neglect every opportunity present currently on the platform. Because, I mean, LinkedIn is one of the major professional platforms, right, that we have currently in the world, right? So, enhancing this platform is quite very important because it helps one to, you know, See different cultures, and the proximity on LinkedIn to different cultures and different spaces is quite close if you can understand how to leverage the platform, basically, right? So that would really work.
Since co-founding Students on LinkedIn, Oladotun tells me that he has guided hundreds of young people to the platform, teaching them how to utilize the platform to advance their careers. He told me about some of these young people he has worked with.
All right. So first, let me share a story of an individual I helped most recently. So there was a guy who reached out to me sometimes last year. He was quite very confused about life. He was very naive as to what to do. And what I did was that I introduced a life-changing platform to him, which was LinkedIn itself, right? So I introduced LinkedIn to him. I had a personal coaching session with him for free. Sort of like mentored him on how to use the platform quite accurately for about a month, right? And after that month, he was very grateful to me because I poured out myself to him. I told him how to, maximize the platform, how to, harness opportunities, how to use the skill, and how to, also extend the impact to other people around his community, right? So after a while, he started getting opportunities, started getting job opportunities as well, right? And much more opportunities that actually expanded his mind. And he was able to also, network with a lot of people that changed his mindset about a lot of things, right? He was able to also, meet mentors in his particular field of study in his institution, right? So that case study in itself is much more of what can happen if we have access to a lot of more institutions in Nigeria to be able to extend all of the projects that we're currently running to other institutions in Nigeria, right? Take, for instance, if 1,000 people have like the story of the guy I just shared now, right? There's going to be a much more better environment for young people currently in different institutions in Nigeria, because a lot of young people quite find it quite very difficult to, understand what exactly to do aside what they're currently studying in school. And for instance, myself, I started earning little, right, when I got on LinkedIn, because it was more like it's sort of like a support for my parent at home, right? There were times that I'd have to call my parent that, hello, I need this fund for maybe this fee that the access was paying the button while I was in school and all that, because I was able to, earn some little amounts of money to support my parents at home, right? And that was quite a lot for them, because they found that quite very exciting. And it was more like I eased their stress when it comes to financing my education, right? So those two case studies, one of the major things that has really helped a lot of young people right in Nigeria, and people have been able to maximize LinkedIn itself. And I mean, we want to extend that impact to a lot of more institutions in Nigeria. We'll be able to, extend this impact to all the institutions in Nigeria currently, and more young people will be able to, understand what they can do with their life and learn skills that would help them scale faster and also, realize their potentials and maximize opportunities, and as well as impacting their community as a sort of like ripple effects that they'll be getting from our organization.
For his outstanding work with students on LinkedIn, in 2023, Oladotun was selected for the Diana Award, a prestigious prize for young people established in honor of Diana, Britain's late Princess of Wales. Oladotun tells me about the moment he received an email informing him about the award.
So getting Diana Award for me was quite surreal, and the day I saw the mail, I was more like the most excited person on earth, right? Because it's a very prestigious award, because it was presented to us by the Duke of Sussex and the Prince of Wales, right? And it's a global award, which is quite prestigious for any young person to get, right? And getting that award in itself was more like an affirmation and an encouragement to the things that I'm doing on LinkedIn, because I mean, I'm impacting a lot of young people over the years, making posts that to encourage a lot of people to come on LinkedIn. And I mean, we've been seeing a lot of ripple effect of that, and students in Nigeria and graduates in Nigeria coming on LinkedIn quite well. And to an extent now, we now have like an increased percentage of students coming on LinkedIn currently because of the work that we've been doing over the years, right? So that was the award in itself was quite a very exciting one for me, and a push to keep doing more for young people in Nigeria and in the world at large.
Going forward, Oladotun tells me that he envisions his organization going further to reach even more young people across Nigeria and beyond.
So I see students on LinkedIn going quite forward exponentially and with scaling it to a very much bigger height, right? And LinkedIn itself approving and recognizing the platform by themselves at the headquarters, right? So I actually have a lot of plans to scale, right? Currently, we are actually looking for funding for our project, right? And I mean, it's been a very huge work because funding in Nigeria is quite a lot of Herculean tasks, right? So, and I believe that sooner or later would get the things that we're currently looking for us to be able to, scale and pivot to more institutions in Nigeria currently, right? And I also see myself practicing nursing and as well as doing everything I'm doing. Running students on LinkedIn has been a very exciting one. I've been able to also, learn a lot of things. I have not exactly had any prior experience before I founded Students on LinkedIn with my co-founder, right? That was in 2022. We've not really had experiences managing projects and all that for founding the organization. But by getting the organization running, being able to also, learn a lot of things that has been able to also, help our life in general, right? We've been able to learn skills like project management because it's a very essential skill when it comes to, having a social impact enterprise, right? So I've been able to learn a lot of things by, co-founding the organization and as well as, trying to partner and all of that. I've been able to learn partnerships and a lot of more skills by, co-founding the organization, basically.
As we concluded the interview, Oladotun offered some advice to other young people who, just like him, might also be keen to make an impact in their communities and in the lives of others.
All right, my major advice to them is just to start whatever it is that they have the idea to start, right? And they should not just start anyhow because I feel like a lot of people just say when you have an idea, just start anyhow, right? You don't just start ideas anyhow, you start intelligently, right? So once you start the idea, you should also make sure that you maximize every resources around you, right? Try as much as possible to get things done as early as possible, right? Put in all the work, right? Do the work and do the things that you're expected to do. And they should also remember that whatever it is that they're currently doing, right? Whatever it is that they are currently in life, it is very possible to do great things from a small place. And this has been the code that has kept me moving. And I heard the code from one of the people I follow and respect too much, is Tunde Onakoya, right? And that quote has kept me going for quite a very long time. So it's just keep doing the things that they are doing and keep pressing for whatever it is that you want to achieve.
This episode of the Climb Podcast was hosted and edited by Jewel Atedo-Bright. Special thanks to Oladotun Ajayi for allowing us to tell his story. The Climb Podcast is a podcast collaboration between the Channels Media Group and the Feroz Laoghaire Institute for Africa at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Thank you for listening.